Unit 9, Lesson A, Exercises 7 and 9. 1.
If I travelled in any kind of spacecraft, I'd be really nervous. I just don't think the spacecraft that would take passengers into orbit would be very safe. If you look at the history of space exploration, there have been quite a few accidents. Two space shuttles have exploded, for example. When you think about it, the number of accidents is quite high compared to the total number of flights. It's always going to be dangerous, because the spacecraft has to travel so fast to get into orbit. And what about the danger of black holes? If the spacecraft went anywhere near one of them, it would get sucked in. Although, I suppose holidays in space might be popular with people who aren't so worried about the dangers.
2.
Space tourism seems like an attractive idea, but to be honest, most people only know about space travel from watching science fiction films, and these really don't give a very realistic view. Let's be honest, travelling in a spacecraft is not at all comfortable. For a start, you don't have much space to move around, and also, the ride itself would be very bumpy unless the spacecraft was very big. And hot too, when the spacecraft re-enters the Earth's atmosphere. Basically, I'd rather watch it from the safety and comfort of my living room. But I guess other people will be keen to go into space just for the experience.
3.
I'm sure that when aeroplanes were first invented, people never believed that they would become an everyday form of transport. Now, there are millions of flights every year. And it'd be impossible to imagine tourism if there were no air travel. If you ask me, the same thing will happen with space tourism. At the moment, it seems a really strange idea, but I'm sure that in the future, it will become totally normal. Spending a few days on a space station will be just like spending a few days by the sea. And it wouldn't surprise me if people started visiting planets in our solar system before the end of the century. Although, personally, I don't think I'd really fancy it.
4.
I wouldn't really be interested in space tourism, even if I could afford it. I suppose my feeling is that a holiday in space would be much less interesting than a holiday on Earth. I mean, on Earth, there are lots of amazing places to visit, different landscapes, amazing wildlife, interesting people. Why go up into space and spend a week looking out of the window of a space station as asteroids and comets fly by? You can see shooting stars from Earth. Space travel sounds exciting, but I don't think there's really much to do up there. I'm sure the stars and constellations look the same from here as from up there.
5.
Holidaymakers are always looking for something new. Something that gives them a real rush of excitement. That's why adventure holidays are so popular. It's the mixture of amazing scenery and a bit of danger. I bet that thousands of people, maybe millions, would just love to go into space if they got the chance. The way I look at it, you can't get any more exciting than a holiday that's literally out of this world. The only problem would be that it would take thousands of years even to reach the other side of the Milky Way, and most other galaxies are light years away. But even going into orbit would be exciting. I'd love it.